7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday, and on that kind of classic vibe, we bring you another edition of the Topside Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And once again, Eamon Darling is in from Topside Lifestyle, this time with a special guest from Balea. Balea is the label. The wine that we are going to be looking at is the Balea 2022 Pinot Noir, and we are very privileged to have the winemaker, Gunther Schulz, in the studio with us this afternoon. Welcome, Gunther.
Hi, thanks, yeah.
And welcome, Eamon.
Thanks, Dave. It's always good to be here.
And we're ready to rock and roll. This is fabulous.
It's always great to have somebody to let them take over and give us a little bit of a break.
Yeah, good to you on the spot now, because normally we are trying to pretend we know a little thing or two about wine, which is, you know, as we go. But we can't pretend when the experts are in the house. So we rather just sit back and hand over to you to kind of unpack the philosophy behind, well, possibly behind Balea as a label, and particularly the 2022 Pinot Noir, which is, I believe, 100% Pinot Noir. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, but, you know, this is South Africa. Most of the oaks call it Pinot Noir.
Yeah,
you've got a lekker Pinot Noir on the shelf there. You can tell we come from Boksburg, Benoni. Me, I do. So I'm very happy to be in your august company.
Awesome.
So, Gunther, over to you, mate. What is the what's in the bottle?
Okay, so, yeah, like you say, it's the 22 Pinot Noir. Your perfect pronunciation there. And it's an amazing grape, actually. Obviously, a single cultivar originated from France. South Africa's been producing it for some serious time. And it's become something which is, what we in the winemaking terms like to speak of as the heartbreak grape.
Why?
Yeah, so it's quite a tough one to work with, actually.
Yeah. It gives you as a winemaker the heartbreak. Yeah. So, it's not when you kind of want to, you know, soothe the savage beast. You've just been dumped, and now you've got to drink it.
Most wines make themselves if the grapes are good enough, but this one is really reflective of where it comes from and what gets done to it. You know, so some of them give you, you know, some grape varieties like Shiraz, for instance, really allows you to, you know, throw your little signature into it. But this thing is like a mirror image of what's going on in the soil and what's happened in the climate throughout that growing season. And it's just an unbelievable grape. But it's really reflective of where you come from.
So it's a hard wine to produce at the quality that you'll be happy with.
Yeah, so I mean, should I pour for us?
Why don't we do that? Because that's the essence of that.
Because I think, just to talk about the color alone on the grape is unbelievable. It's, you know, it's like really light, a light looking color, like hardly red, you know, just almost like a souped up rosé as far as color goes, you know. So it's
you're absolutely right. It looks like a grape juice.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a... It's a really thin-skinned grape, so it doesn't give a lot of color. And if you try and, you know, push it too far, it's just going to get so bitter on you. And bitter Pinot Noir is like, it's like drinking battery acid, I guess.
Wow.
No, I don't know what it's going to taste like, but it's not good.
So I'm really nervous to take a sip.
Well, this is very light, so you should be good, eh? Yeah.
Well, this is, you know, look, obviously the wine of the week is where we get to taste it a little and give you an honest opinion. So, oh, man. You know, the problem is you guys bring in such good wines, generally speaking, Eamon, that I'm now spoiled for choice because I go out and I try and replicate it at a restaurant or whatever.
Difficult.
And whatever arrives at the table is dreadful compared to what we've tasted in the studio, because I can't remember the name. This one I remember, though.
Yeah.
Balea. That's a lovely name.
So like in general, I would say Pinot Noir is a grape that, like I said, is super expressive of where it comes from and where it's grown. And it really gives you these amazing flavors of almost like confected strawberry jam type of character. And, you know, you get a little bit of cherry and all these beautiful bright red fruit characters. And then you get those nice spices and... We get a nice, beautiful, salty minerality from ours because we're very close to the ocean. So
I'm just trying to get the mic right in front of you because I'm hanging on your every word. This is interesting because I'm a red wine fan, but this is it's not really a red wine. I mean, it is a red wine, but it doesn't really do the red wine thing. It's I might be so bold as to say it reminds me more of a white wine. I don't know why.
They do. I mean, they are very light, and some guys market, some winemakers market that don't make it. They'll market and say, well, it's the white grape that tried to be red, you know. So it is very light skinned, very thin skinned. So you can't really push the color too hard on it, otherwise, you just actually don't get the flavor.
And is
nice
this
wine for summer, Dave?
Well, I was just thinking, is this a wine that would pair well with a meal, or is it more of an aperitif to be enjoyed on its own around a coffee table after dinner? Who knows what?
I think it's one of those. It's a very versatile wine. Very light, very easy drinking, very no tannin in the wine at all, but lovely fruit coming through. Very, as I said, very versatile. Hot day like today, easy drink, easy. One person can easily drink a bottle of that, no problem.
Now you're talking. But now, is this a wine that needs to be chilled? Because it gives me the impression that it actually should be.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. I think, and the chilling,
which is unusual because red wine is supposedly, you can chill it, but room temperature is okay.
Yeah, so I mean, this varies. I mean, depending on what you want to do with it during the day, I think the colder you go on it, the more you can get away with not having it with a meal, and I think that you could probably go towards duck, dishes or chicken or a little bit of fine spices in your foods. But, then the temperature's got to come up a little bit more. And so you can vary the temperature. But I would say anything between 15 and, probably I wouldn't go higher than 18 degrees on a red, any red.
Actually. Strangely, you're mentioning the dishes that clearly would go extraordinarily well with this Pinot Noir, but just tasting it, I would venture to say that if you had a couple of prawns with that for me, would be absolutely super. Hey, and I mean, totally. Traditionally, it's not, red wine doesn't necessarily go with seafood, but this I think would be absolutely super with seafood.
Definitely. I think so as well. Yeah, I think it's so light, it's so versatile. It's such a versatile light. I won't say light red. It's 12.5% alcohol, but it's just so soft, so easy drinking. The fruit is there. Yeah. Prawns, as you said, I'd have it with prawns as well, Dave. I'm not a big prawn fan, but I would.
It's an extraordinarily interesting wine. This is it's much more complex than one would imagine.
Than some of the wines that we have tasted previously. Yeah, yes, definitely.
It's definitely some. Well, I'm now going to ask that question. What is it going to set one back per bottle at Tops at Lifestyle? Because I would imagine this is an expensive opportunity.
No, Dave, it's for what it is and from the farm that it's from, and such a good quality wine that it is, it's 160.
Really?
160 rand a bottle.
Wow, so it sits there, it's on the good shelf, but it's in the comfortable price range for those that appreciate good wine.
That's it.
I mean, that's a great price for Pinot.
It's very good price for an exceptionally good wine, and we're very fortunate to be talking with the winemaker himself, Gunter Schulz, who's been brought in by Eamon Dowling from Tops at Lifestyle. Now, traditionally, guys, we've on occasion been very fortunate to be able to say after the wine of the week on the Thursday, on the weekend, there's often an opportunity to taste. Are you going to be doing that again?
We will be, Dave, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, yes.
So we're back into the tasting.
Back into the tasting
again. All the festivities are over now in the store. We're going back into
that big draw that we had last week for the trailer. Well, that's finished with now. No more for this year. We have to wait for 2025 to see what we can come up with next year. Maybe look at maybe a helicopter or something like that.
Why not?
A remote helicopter.
a drone.
Or a drone.
From Temu.
Yes. Very... But as well as that now, as we go into December now, both Lifestyle Tops and our Super Smart store, just to let everybody know, make you all aware now, from today onwards, Monday to Friday, we will be trading till 8 o'clock.
Oh.
So it's an extra hour there that we'll be trading right through December, with the exception of Saturday and Sunday because of our restricted hours. But nevertheless, plenty of time Monday to Friday from 8 to 8 to come buy all what you need
so
to get.
So you don't have to go and stand in those, you know, 5 o'clock crushes.
No.
You can now shop at your leisure.
Shop at your leisure.
Earlier or later in the day, and then you'll be able to get the full experience because it is, well, we know now that Tops of Lifestyle has won that fantastic accolade of the store of the year for the province of KZN, and now it's going into the big draw for the store of the year countrywide, and I think it's going to make it because it is exceptional. And you'll be able to then experience the joy of not only the fact that there is enormous scope and ambit, but there's also great service to be had with Eamon and his team there to assist you, to take your queries and to direct you in the perfect manner to which you will become accustomed. But if you're looking for a good wine for the weekend, strongly recommend that you pop into Tops Saturday or Sunday between 12 and 2 and taste the 2022 Balea Pinot Noir. I think you're going to find it as beguiling as I have in the studio today. And thanks, Gunther, for popping in.
It's a pleasure, you know, yeah.
It's a rare treat to have the winemaker himself in the... I've just got to watch my P's and Q's because you don't want to say something stupid. But there it is, another edition of the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And if you've only just joined us and are wondering what it's all about, well, you'll be able to catch up because it'll be available on demand, as we say, as a podcast very, very shortly on our platforms. Eamon, we'll catch up again in a week's time for another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And the afternoon show continues.